There is a Bengali word for mask, mukhosh, though that usually refers to the kind of masks worn at Halloween parties. But this year, the Bengali for mask is mask. In a time of pandemic, the English word mask has snuck into Bengali and Hindi and Kannada and many other Indian languages alongside social distancing and sanitizer.
তুমি আমাদেরকে মাস্ক এবং হ্যান্ড স্যানিটাইজার দিয়েছো, তাই না মা?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Perhaps this is a linguistic recognition of the fact that the pandemic has thrown us all into the same boat, and these words are part of the common currency of our new shared reality. It's driving home the point that if we all need to be on the same page, we need the same vocabulary. In April, the Japanese politician Taro Kono had tweeted that the pandemic response was using too many foreign words, or what he called loan words, such as lockdown. But the writer Akihiko Reizei reasoned in Newsweek Japan that the foreign words were appropriate because they conveyed a sense of crisis, exceptional words for an exceptional time. In a big shift from tradition, the Oxford English Dictionary said 2020 is a year which cannot be neatly accommodated in one word. Instead, they noticed seismic shifts in language data and precipitous frequency rises in new coinage over this last year. Usage of pandemic, for example, went up 57,000 times this year. Collins Dictionary chose lockdown as its word of the year, but Oxford is right. Rather than a word of the year, we have a word cloud.
Shelter in place.
Flattening the curve.
PPE.
Blur's day.
Covidiot. New
normal. Doom scrolling.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Elbow bomb.
Unmute.
Containment zone.
Infodemic.
Work from home.
N95.
Vaccine.
Self-quarantine.
Social distancing.
Quarantine.
Zoonotic.
Zoom bombing.
Super spreader.
It even comes with colourful regional variants, proof in some ways of the resilience of the human spirit. Queer and black communities camped corona into Miss Rona. Australian slang turned quarantine into quaz and sanitizer into sani. Germany, which loves its compound words, came up with
Öffnungsdiskussionsorgien.
And that means what?
Orgies of endless reopening discussions.
Too good. Words have also changed with context, become coronized. Catherine Connor-Martin, the head of product for Oxford Languages, the company that publishes the Oxford English Dictionary, told the New York Times that at one time the words that most often appeared with a word like remote were village, control, or island. In 2020, though, it was all about remote learning and remote working. And India has probably single-handedly turned unlock from a simple word we all understood to one that has gained five layers of complexity that no one fully understands. There was a point when we were in lockdown X.0 and unlock Y.0 simultaneously. It seems strange to think that COVID was not even in our vocabulary till the World Health Organization spelled it out on February 11th.
It is COVID-19. And I will spell it COVID-19.
Other words have entered the dictionary via epidemics, HIV, Spanish flu, Ebola. It's the speed of change that is astonishing this time, rivaling the speed of the pandemic itself. But what's striking is also the seriousness with which COVID was accepted. It took Ronald Reagan 5 years to even say the word AIDS in public. In contrast, COVID was added to the OED outside the usual publication cycle in an unscheduled update. Great events, especially war and pestilence, always cast a linguistic shadow. 9/11 gave us ground zero. AIDS brought patient zero and T cells into the mainstream. The general purpose vehicles of World War II became Jeep. The wars of Afghanistan and Iraq made homeland a designation for the United States. a legacy that got imprinted into the television series of the same name. Long after the dust of those events had settled, those words remained with us. There's no saying which words will survive the COVID pandemic. Zoom bombing might outlive Zoom. Quarantini might become a retro cocktail in a fancy bar in a post-vaccine world. And Blur's Day could well become the word for a week where each day blurs into the next. But I kind of doubt that my personal favorite
Öffnungsdiskussionsorgien
and
Covidiot
will hang around when the old normal becomes the new normal again. All I can say is I just never want to hear about anything going viral again for a long time. I think we should find a new word for that at least. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.